Hi, it's Miranda Wright speaking. And the reason I did that is because it got your attention straight away. There's a little tip for you. Do something weird or different, unusual, unexpected. It'll get the viewer's attention straight off the bat. I'm Miranda Wright, Miranda Wright Marketing, and I'm going to speak to you today about getting your customers' love. How do you do that? Tony Robbins says you have to build rapport. How do you build rapport?
Rapport.
How do you build rapport? You need to make the customers fall in love with you. How do you do that? By mirroring. What's mirroring? Mirroring is copying the language and actions of another person. This can also work for relationships. You use the exact language that they use, the words that they use, put it into your video, into the way you speak, put it into your story. Okay, what's the words that customers use? What do they talk about? Use that in your story. And using actions, body language, the way your customers move, the way they speak, just the way they stand and handle themselves. That's mirroring. That's what Tony Robbins speaks about. Another way that you can build rapport is by getting the customer to know, like, and trust you. That also builds attraction and love. That's what you want to build towards your customers. You want to treat it like you're going out and you're trying to get laid, okay? Or you're trying to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You want to make that person fall in love with you. You want to attract them. The same goes for when you're trying to attract customers, okay? You've got to think of it in the same way. And how do you do that? They need to relate to you, and that's through your story, okay? So that's why I promote storytelling. So I'm going to go through what I've been speaking about in regards to storytelling. And the way you start your story is by figuring out who you're speaking to. What's your niche? So you want to uncover your niche. Who are you serving and how are you serving them? You should be solving a problem. You need to figure out what that problem is. What does your service or your product provide? It provides a solution. So when you're delivering your story, you need to address the niche. You need to uncover what the problem is in the story, and then you need to provide a solution. So the customers will relate to you because they experience the same thing that you've already experienced, and that is the reason for why it is you do what you do. Does it make sense? So you want to uncover, I experienced this problem until I discovered the solution to the problem. So that's the why you do what you do. That's why you provide this problem and solution for your customers, okay? Because you don't want them to experience the same problems, the same struggles that you had, okay? They're going to relate to you. You want to talk about you. Don't talk about them and how you can help them. You need to just talk about the experience that you've had, and they're going to come up with their own epiphany. Okay, I think I've spelled that wrong. Okay, epiphany. They're going to come up with their own epiphany and realize, okay, I've experienced the same struggles that this person has had. So therefore their problem, their solution is exactly what I need. So I'm going to purchase that from this person, or I'm going to continue to follow them, watch their videos, etc., and then maybe later purchase from them. Does that make sense? Okay. So they're going to come up with their own epiphany. So you don't need to tell them buy my stuff. They're going to come up with that solution on their own. Does that make sense? So that's what you want to include in your storytelling. So that's the basis of it. Okay, now I've thrown my eraser to get your attention. I need to throw it, just wait. So. So what you need now is a structure, a way to write your story. What are you going to use these stories in? You're going to use them in the intros for your YouTube videos, for your podcasts, for your Instagram stories, or Instagram TV. You're going to use them in Facebook ads, which are going to attract the customers to click on the link and then go straight to your landing page and buy directly from you, your product or your service. This is what's going to attract them. You're not selling. You're not directly selling. You're telling your story, and that's going to bring them in and attract them and make them want to buy without you actually saying, hey, buy my stuff. Does it make sense? So how are you going to structure the story? You're going to do what's called a brain dump, okay? Or a thought train, okay? Does it make sense? Thought train. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to think about what I've just told you, write down all the information that you need, and then you are going to edit, okay? So how are you going to do that? You're going to, I'm sorry, feminist, but in films, I'm going to use this as an example. Women they serve a purpose in a film, okay? They could be mothering. Are you covering, you got me, Stella?
Yeah.
You got me in the shot?
Yeah.
Okay. They use women as to serve a purpose in a film. It's either for a sexual reason or they're a motherly figure to try and stop the male main character from doing something silly or to nurture them in some way to say, okay, I don't want you to marry this person. I don't want you to go out to that gunfight, etc. They serve a purpose to stop the main character from doing something, okay? Or they provide a sexual purpose. It's called the sexual gaze. So the reason I bring that up is because characters serve a purpose in a story. And if there's characters or pieces of information that are in that story that don't serve a purpose, then you need to eliminate them because they don't need to be there. They don't serve the story. Does that make sense? So you want to eliminate characters and facts, okay? Anything that does not need to be there, you need to eliminate it. Does that make sense? So, that's the first part. So go ahead and do that. I think that's all I'll leave it for today. I'll continue the videos on tomorrow. Keep watching. If this has been helpful to you, like and subscribe, share the content, click the bell notification button so you can receive more videos, so you can watch the upcoming videos to see what else I do in regards to storytelling to help you create your story, which can become your Facebook ad, remember, the intro to your podcast, YouTube videos, Instagram TV, every social media platform you use to attract customers to you, you can use this story to bring them in and buy from you without you actually directly selling. You don't sell to people, you attract them and make your customers fall in love with you. Does it make sense? So that is that. There is an event happening in February that you might be interested in. If you are creating a course, mastermind or workshop, this will be helpful information to you. Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Russell Brunson have created a software and a free training for you. I won't put the link because this free training is not going to be available to about the 26th of February. So I think I'm allowed to promote it from around the 14th. So look out for that. That's why you need to click on the notification bell to receive further videos from me so you can find out when this event is happening. What I want to know from you is what exactly do you want that I can provide to you as a free bonus for clicking on my particular link, because there's going to be a bunch of affiliates trying to promote this. And of course, I want you to click on my link because I'm going to receive bonuses and a commission, of course. So I want to provide incentive to you to click on my link, of course. So I'm going to do what I can to get you to click on my link. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to provide free bonuses to you, and I want to provide exactly what you want. I don't know what you want, so you need to tell me what you want that I can provide. Don't think about the cost, okay? I just want to know what you want so I can provide it for free as an incentive to click on that link. Does it make sense? On the 26th of February, it's going to be a free online training from Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. Russell Brunson has also provided an offer stack for you at the end, some of his products, something for free for you. But it's going to be a free training from Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. And if you don't know who they are, go look them up. Tony Robbins is actually exceptional at what he does. He's actually stopped a person from committing suicide at one of his events. I watched it on his documentary, I Am Not Your Guru. Go and watch that, I recommend it. And he's just amazing at what he does, at changing people's mindsets and getting them to create massive success and take action. Okay, so they've put together, for the first time in 20 years or so, Tony Robbins has done any sort of free training like this or created a product of any kind like this. It's never really been seen before, okay? So don't miss out on this opportunity. I want you to watch a free training. You've got nothing to lose by watching a free training, okay? So you need to click on my notification bell to find out when this is happening, okay? And the link to go to. And you're gonna wanna click on my link because I'm gonna be providing exactly what you want, okay? As a free incentive to click on the link, all right? So I think I'm gonna end the video there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, click on the notification bell. I'm Miranda Wright, thank you for joining me.